W1JE Mobile is dominating the airwaves. Well, at least talking on them anyway. Good morning.
W1JE N4ZLK, Shane here.
I thought I'd be by myself again. How you doing?
I guess it surprises you when somebody comes back.
Good morning. Now, I have to admit, I did think about you, you know, when I called back after we talked the last time and I announced that you'd been on the, you know, you drive at night. I thought, what if you'll ever come back? Well, you answered that question. Thank you. Life is good so far.
Last week, let's see, you got to be at work at 4, I think. I didn't get back up into Greenville till after 5, so I think it was a little late.
As I throw out my call sign in the morning, occasionally you're going to bounce back, so don't be surprised and don't be shocked.
Occasionally. I work Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday nights. Friday nights I'm getting done. Hopefully get done about this time. I'm about 3 exits away from Malden Road, which is where I'm headed. I'm going to drop this trailer and fuel the tractor, and then I'm going to go home. But the rest of the week, it's usually 5:30, 6 o'clock before I get back.
No, I'm working these out. I work 4 on, 4 off, 12 hours a day, and it rotates me around. So sometimes I'm here and sometimes I'm not. But I do enjoy the early hours. I am a morning person, straight up. So, the nighttime sleeping bothered me a little bit my first time I ran night shift. But my second time I went night shift, I just adjusted my life to that schedule. And so I'd come home, you know, basically at 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:30, kids are up, eating breakfast, wife's getting ready to go to work. I come home, say hi, everybody, and I crack open a beer. And as strange as that sounds, my body accepted all that, and I was able to work third shift, I think, almost a year without any issues. I'll take third over second shift any day.
You switch everything, and you gotta make sure you sleep. That's the one thing that it takes me a little getting used to, is getting enough sleep. Because I've never had an issue laying down and taking a nap, but trying to get my full 7-8 hours of sleep during the daytime is more difficult. And then I want to do stuff. I want to be up and doing things. You know, I wake up and I'm thinking about, oh, I could go outside, or I could even go back in the office and get on the radio. You know, so as long as I sleep well and, you know, try to keep a routine down, it works out pretty well.
That sleeping during the day thing, the body clock is completely out of whack. But one thing that did help me out was we only had one window in our master bedroom. And so we were able to get blackout curtains. So to me, it was nighttime in there. But man, it was really weird waking up in the beginning and the sun's starting to go down and you're getting up and you're wide awake eating breakfast. It's kind of strange, but I got used to it. I really wouldn't want to do it now, this later on in life. But if the company says, hey, we need to put you on third for a couple of months or weeks or whatever the case may be, I'd probably do it.
My best choice, or my favorite choice, but the work at nighttime is easier, but, and I also can make a little more money doing this. Working around the daytime, I gotta handle more packages, make deliveries, that kind of thing, out of a trailer. That kind of got old. I did that for several years and kind of wanted to break where I don't have to touch any packages. I can just hook up the trailers and drive.
One of the jobs I was considering for a while, especially back in 08 when things were looking really bad, I figured if the plant that I'm working at was to close up, I'd look at. And that's the one thing I want to do is container, warehouse to warehouse. I'm not sure how you work your way into all that, but one of the things I started reading up, be aware, truck driving is not what you think it is. I go, oh, okay. But I don't mind the open road. I drove cross country to move out here in a moving van, and I had no radio. Me, three dogs, a cat, two cats and a rat. and we drove across the United States, and I thoroughly enjoyed it the whole time. I just missed cruise control. Rental trucks don't give you cruise control.
And you shouldn't talk about your family like that, calling them rats and dogs. That's a joke. But anyway, yeah, I wouldn't want to do a long haul over the road. I'm glad I'm, you know, I just go to Atlanta on this route, go to Atlanta and back, and then I'm home every day. That's good enough for me. I don't think I would enjoy being on the road for weeks at a time.
I wish you were to the rats and dogs, but we'll leave that as a joke. But, yeah, that's one of the things that being home now, it's like I go to and from work in a plant, and there's a company out there that we had a piece of their equipment. They've been trying to recruit me to go work for them, and they're willing to pay me substantial amounts of more money. I don't want to travel. You know, and I just don't want to travel. That's all there is to it. Now, if you can keep me working in the continental United States, I might consider it. But traveling to work is not my forte right now. I don't think it will be anymore. But driving truck, going to being home in the evenings, it'd be great. As long as I'm home on weekends, you know, on 3-day holidays, I wouldn't mind being home, being gone in a truck. Mainly because, you know, I said, well, you don't want to travel for work in an airplane is different than driving a truck. I mean, I got my own pace. And I figured that would be fun. But, you know, as I get closer to retirement, part-time job watering plants at Lowe's sounds really, really good sometimes.
But just like anything, after a few weeks, it becomes another job. So, and then you're stuck in this cab, you know, especially over the road. And they got to drive. They got to, in order to make any money and to be legal, they have to drive, you know, 11 hours, 14 hours on duty. You can't stop in the middle of the day like you used to be able to. And then you got to take 10 hours off at one time. And, you know, who sleeps for 10 hours? And then if you sleep for 7, then you got 3 hours of just trying to sit in the tractor and you can't move. You know, it's just, it's not the same anymore. And I would not want to do that.
The other aspects that about truck driving that I didn't even really consider what you're saying there. Yeah, I worked at a place that we did the machines that in Boston encoded credit cards, and a guy that was working there with me as a technician, he was a truck driver, and he said he made killer money, and then all of a sudden all his regulation came down on him and pushed all the little guys out, basically. But he said he could make killer money until they regulated everything.
You know, the rules used to be in a 24-hour period you could drive, you know, so many hours, but you could stop whenever you wanted to and take a break. You know, if you needed to take an hour nap or a couple hours, take a break, then you could continue driving. And now you have to take 10 hours off between shifts. So that forces you to drive your whole 11 hours, you know, in order to make any money. And it just messes everything up. You have to drive sleepy because you can't stop to try to rest because you're not allowed to, because once you stop, you got to take your whole 10 hours off. You know, the government regulations, they say it sounds safer or it's going to be safer that way, but it ends up making people drive more sleepy and I think more dangerous trying to get places.
Let me start it on government regulations, okay? We got enough of that going on, and I see corporate doing the same thing. They're coming along. We had a GM. He's been released now for whatever reason. Don't know. Not worried about it. Too far over my head. But that just, you know, I don't. The regulation, being told what to do and how to do it, doesn't fit everybody. Everybody's different. I mean, my wife likes to have her 8 hours of sleep. If I go over 6.5, I've slept in.
There's no one blanket fix for everybody, but that's how it is. Anyway, Scott, I'm pulling in the yard, so I'm going to let you go. Hope you have a good weekend. Enjoy your day on the air this time in the morning, unless I'm awake and go back to the office, back to my shack. So we'll talk to you later. Have a good weekend. N4ZLK.
You too, Sean. Shane, have a good one. And I'm like less than a mile from work, so. That's my commute, what you just heard. Talk to you later. Have a good one. Be safe. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.